Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce doesn't go far to find the successor to outgoing Chamber President and CEO David Miner, and we'll hear from Tony Mattson of Trinity Equestrian Center about their upcoming Strength and Service Summit September 12th at the Eau Claire Event District. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Earlier this week, the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce announced that their board of directors had selected Ashley DeMuth as the organization's next president and chief executive officer. DeMuth, who served as the CEO of the Menominee Chamber the past 6.5 years, offered this opening address after she'd been announced as Miner's successor.
I sincerely know that this was an important decision for the chamber, and I appreciate the care and thoughtfulness that went into the thorough search process, and I'm truly honored to have been selected as the next president and CEO for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. The Eau Claire Chamber has earned a reputation throughout Wisconsin as one of our state's premier chambers, and throughout my career, I've had the opportunity to watch this organization from the outside, and it has consistently been recognized for strong leadership, meaningful partnerships, and a commitment to serving the business community. That reputation is something to be respected, and it's something that I am proud to carry forward. But that reputation isn't just built on one person. It's built by an exceptional staff, dedicated volunteers, a committed board of directors, engaged investors, strong community partners, as well as a business community that understands we accomplish more when we all work together. I'm grateful to Dave and his leadership and the opportunity to continue learning from him during this transition. And Dave, congratulations on a remarkable career in the chamber industry. I wish you all the best in your well-deserved retirement, and I know that our time working together over the next weeks are going to be invaluable. Serving the Menominee Area Chamber and Visitor Center has been one of the greatest privileges of my career thus far. I'm deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve a community that has challenged me, supported me, and demonstrated the value of strong regional partnerships. I'm thankful for the relationships that I've built with our investors, board of directors, staff, volunteers, and the community over the years. Those experiences have reinforced my belief that when our communities work together, the entire region can be stronger, and I'm eager to continue building on that spirit of collaboration in my new role. Over the coming weeks, my focus will be simple. I'm going to listen. I'm going to learn. And while I've had the opportunity to build relationships with many people throughout the Chippewa Valley already, I look forward to deepening those connections, making new ones, and continuing to learn from the people and the businesses that make Eau Claire the amazing community that it is. Every community has its own strengths, opportunities, and story. And before making decisions, I believe it's important to first understand those perspectives and hear directly from the people who know this community best. The Chamber plays an important role in businesses of every size, convening leaders and helping create the conditions for long-term economic success. I'm excited to work alongside all of you as we continue strengthening the business community and creating opportunities for the Eau Claire area to thrive.
The newly announced president and CEO of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Ashley DeMuth. I asked incoming board chair Tracy Smisky.
So much happened good in terms of Pablo Center and UW-Eau Claire with the science building. I mean, does that put any pressure on the incoming?
You know, what's really nice about this community is we continue to be one of the fastest growing regions in the state. And with that momentum, there's so much opportunity to continue to build on the growth and success of this region. And I think Ashley will do a tremendous job with that.
What stood out about her as you looked at all of the candidates for Dave's successor?
You know, it was interesting as the executive committee, knowing that we had a great candidate pool, a very competitive candidate pool, we wanted to go into it with an open mind. Sometimes I think selection committees are really set on having somebody from the local area. And knowing that we had so many candidates with chamber experience, it was very interesting to meet with all of those individuals and see all of their strengths. And honestly, Ashley actually blew us away. She was extremely prepared. She had business plans and suggestions and things that she would implement and how she would transition in working with the team and our current investors and grow to other businesses in the community. She was extremely prepared and ready to take on this job, and she had the confidence of the entire executive committee.
What was Smiski's reaction to finding Miner's successor in neighboring Menominee?
You know, it was amazing when we collected resumes and had the opportunity to go through them and saw the experience specifically that Ashley had in working with nonprofit organizations and then the Menominee Chamber. It just kind of seemed like it was recipe for success. So we were excited to bring her in and have that interview. And honestly, you know, that unanimous decision by the executive committee to bring her on. And the nice thing as well is many of us have worked with her over the years and have seen what she's capable of and her track record, which gave everyone even more confidence that she'd be able to do the role successfully.
I asked Ashley DeMuth,
what are you proudest of in your tenure as the head of the Menominee Chamber?
I think it's really leaning into a strong foundation. The chamber in Menominee had a significant amount of change that took place when I had come in at the start of my tenure. So it was really starting to build that foundation back, become financially secure, and build programming that truly made a difference for our membership. More than 70% of the membership in the Menominee Chamber are small business with 25 or 5 or less employees. So really putting your ear down and listening to what they need and helping get some quick wins, both in professional development, advocacy, and helping with things such as child care and health care.
Mm. You said it in your public remarks, but I mean, Dave leaves behind a tremendous track record, doesn't he?
He absolutely does. It has been wonderful getting to know him more and having him be such an incredible mentor for me over the last 6.5 years. And I'm glad he's not going away, that we're retaining him in the community. The institutional knowledge that he has is invaluable.
Mm-hmm. With Eau Claire being one of those growing cities in Wisconsin, and from the Pablo Center and the new science building, and then we had the salvaging of Sacred Heart from HeartWorks and some of the others. I mean, this is, I imagine, talk to me from your perspective, what makes this an appealing next step from a city the size of Menominee to Eau Claire?
It's incredible. There are a lot of synergies and similarities between Eau Claire and Menominee, but the spirit of innovation is truly something remarkable here in Eau Claire. Projects such as the 900 District, being able to really come together and have that collaborative spirit and innovation is something that puts Eau Claire on the map, and I'm incredibly excited to learn a little bit more of the behind the scenes of those projects, as well as find out how the rest of the chamber team and the board can help and contribute to making sure that those are sustainable and community-serving opportunities.
And Tracy talked to us about, I mentioned Dave's passion for almost, we'd hear a Disney example almost every time we heard him speak. And so you have, apparently, you and your husband have a farm. Can you talk, what do you draw from in terms of, what do you learn from that you bring to this job?
I think that there is a tremendous sense of work ethic that comes into play. My husband and I do farm. We have beef cattle and hogs at any time. The sustainable food source is incredibly important to us, but it's understanding the full cycle of supply chain management, and the agricultural community is incredibly important to us as well. So bringing that to light here in Eau Claire and understanding the challenges that those specific investors also face as we're surrounded by an agricultural community.
The newly named president and CEO of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, Ashley DeMuth, the first female to be named head of the organization, according to incoming board chair Tracy Smiski. DeMuth will begin her transition with the Eau Claire Chamber on September 28th. She and current president and CEO Dave Miner are working out a transition timeline to ensure a thoughtful and seamless leadership transition before DeMuth assumes day-to-day leadership of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. And for the second straight year, the Trinity Equestrian Center will be holding their Strength in Service Summit this year on September 12th, and this year at the Eau Claire Event District. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with Trinity Equestrian Center's Tony Mattson and began by asking,
you guys have gone in a new direction. Now, for so many years, we did interviews on the air in terms of equine therapy and veterans and PTSD, and God bless you and your team and all the great work. We had a wonderful interview about your work in Stanley Prison, and that was amazing. But you've broadened it now in terms of a focus, certainly still veterans, but veterans and first responder wellness programs. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is, Mark.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, we realized, we knew this actually a few years ago. We just weren't in a position yet to kind of broaden our wings a bit. But we knew that about, give or take, 40%, up to 40% of first responders are veterans. They change their uniform, they change their boots as you would, and yet they have a heart to serve. And they are, that's how God wired them. So when they leave the service, the military service, they are naturally drawn to just a different kind of service. And they're bringing the, you know, that the trauma that they maybe have or have not processed from the military years into now roles where it could be shift after shift of having reoccurring trauma exposure. So, and I think you know this of Ian. He was former law enforcement. Mm-hmm. We had lots of conversations about some of his experiences. And finally, 2 years ago, we decided, okay, God's really nudging us. This is time. This is it. This is our time. This is the moment that we need to just expand. So what we did was we expanded our wellness, our veteran wellness program into veteran and first responder wellness. And we actually are teaming up with Cheryl Kramer, you know, of course,
Ron Kramer.
Yep, absolutely.
Longtime sheriff of Eau Claire County.
Absolutely, yep. And just iconic, mm-hmm. you know. And last year, Cheryl and I had a conversation and it blossomed into the Sheriff Ron Kramer Fund, Wellness Fund, which Trinity is the home base for that. So she has played just an enormous part in helping get this kicked off and to help just have it grow. So yeah, it is, it's time. It's so time. And I don't know if you follow a lot of the posts and everything, but there are so many of our even local officers and firefighters, even dispatchers, who are, you know, they're teetering. Mm-hmm. They're really teetering. And the goal of this summit is for them to be really refreshed and poured back in, help them find their reset.
Yeah, and beyond the Chippewa Valley, I mean, I don't want to cite specific tragedies we've had, but, yeah. you know, going further north and yep. law enforcement, and so these heartbreaks and heartaches. And so I would imagine the potential draw from all over the region, uh-huh. right?
Yeah,
so,
it yeah. really is.
And so you guys never said no to a challenge. And so it's one thing to get started with this new direction of veterans and first responders, but then it's a big thing to put on. I mean, I think the whole time I was there last year, I just marveled at who put up this giant tent that went on forever to put the, and it was very well run. What did you learn from that? And how is it influencing what you're planning for September 12th?
You know, it's interesting. We felt really good about last year, and we did learn some really good things, I think. One thing that we learned is that, and we had amazing speakers last year, okay? And what we learned, I think, is that we needed to have the messages be probably balanced better with sharing the stories, because let's face it, some of the stories are really hard. I mean, they're real. They're as real as it gets. But then at the same time, offsetting that that weight, if you will, with something that is equally, if not more, you know, uplifting. And so that's something that we changed just very, very mindfully. So when we went out and started to talk with different speakers and such, you know, we wanted to make sure that they of course shared the realness of their story, but that that wasn't where they left it. And I was just telling you a moment ago that you know, it's awesome how God operates. He handpicked those speakers. We could not have done that better. And we're so blessed by that. And I think the people who come and hear them are going to be so changed. I just feel so strongly about that. Another thing that we learned is that the whole environment of it and what we, you know, how we engage with people, how we bring them in, is so important. And that oddly, I mean, when we designed this, Mark, we were really thinking about first responders and veterans and their families. That's our jam, if you will. That's what we're all about, and many other things. But for this event, what we learned is that we had people coming up to us that were not in that population whatsoever. They're teachers, they're doctors, community leaders. They came up and said, "I had no idea this was really for me." They thought this was only going to be for, protectors and defenders. And that really taught us something, And I think it's all about, first of all, it's all about who God brings. And then it's what are you dealing with? Because we all deal with trauma. We all deal with, different issues. And I think this year specifically, the speakers that we have are going to be speaking not only, like I say, about their story and about how that evolved and some of those really key things that they learned, but it is the humanness, just being human and what we all have to manage and how they can speak into that.
Trinity Equestrian Center co-founder Tony Mattson on the upcoming Strength in Service Summit on Saturday, September 12th at the Eau Claire Event District. You can register at strengthandservicesummit.com. That's all one word, strengthandservicesummit.com. We didn't touch on the specific speakers. You can learn more about those at the site, including keynote speaker Tracy LaTourette, Colorado's first female fighter pilot, high-performance speaker, executive coach, resilience expert, also international speaker Paul Butler. Shots survived in serving, including Josh Vidal, Bill Mazur, and Joe Collins. And the closer, Jacob's Well pastor, Paul Brithume. Again, you can register for the upcoming Strength and Service Summit at strengthandservicesummit.com. That's strengthandservicesummit.com. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs show of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.